have we got a brochure or anything that we can send them? Or, I mean, we got the website, right? The link that we can.
Yeah, I'm not sure that helps them any, but.
Yes, we have that brochure.
So we can tell them at least go on a computer and look at this link.
Yeah, the profile and all. We can send them out about the county. Because a lot of the crew, when they come here, they don't. They're not going to the right, or not the crew, but the people that make those decisions about where they're going, the pilots and the DEI always had somebody, okay, a young girl with
flight attendants,
sort of be sure everybody's on the plane and everybody's there and get them all organized. They go to Rehoboth or Atlas or someplace.
Yeah, because their priority is the plane.
Race.
They don't go to the race because they're there for when the, you know, that's the drawback of being a corporate pilot. You don't get to do all the fun things. You're tied to the plane. And so I said, that's who we need to get a hold of. Because they usually have the ultimate decision on
who,
where they fly.
The flight department, do they work for the NASCAR team or do they work for the aircraft? And the reason I say that is they work for the team, then you want to promote being able, you know, the biggest thing would be promote the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
If they work for the aircraft, then maybe we need to throw in, you know, the outlets are here and we got good hotel packages for the crew and, you know, we got this in the community can be done or whatever.
I wouldn't think they'd be working for NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. No, they work for the team. And what Blair told me when he flew for J&J, it's path of least resistance. You know, he had a corporate budget. He flew to where he got them close, and then when it came down to, you know, when you land at in a city that has three airports, you find out who's going to give you the best fuel, accommodations, etc., and that's where you went. So it was a path of least resistance for, because a lot of times he was in charge of securing transportation, then he stayed with the plane. So that's a lot of the things he would look at.
So that's really where we need to go.
Because the crew doesn't give a crap where they land, I wouldn't imagine. They just want to, because they're coming for the race. You know, as long as they don't have a 3-hour drive or whatever. And our goal is to get them here so we can get a bigger runway. So we need to get them here to get a bigger runway.
Now, I think it's Atlantic out of Newcastle, Wilmington, that comes down here right at Dover, sets up like a temporary FBO. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their fuel is at that point.
What, in Dover? They set up as a temporary FBO?
Yeah, they have a fuel truck go right up there.
Mm-hmm. Is that on the outside tarmac?
It's at the Civil Air Terminal.
Yeah, that's where you're around Horse Pond Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. We built that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Worked out pretty good.
I mean, it's.
I would certainly think that would be an attraction for the pilot if somehow there's an incentive on fuel to bring them. When you think about it, he's concerned about its cost.
I'd say fuel right now probably is a big concern.
Just for that weekend, you know, maybe Gary can consider something like that.
Well, I was even going one step farther, Dave. Maybe the county can supplement.
Yeah, that's where the cost benefit is.
You know, for the gallon to go to the air.
Because once we have the runway. We're trying to get the FAA to consider once we have the runway, then they're not going to take it away from us.
Well, when Atlantic goes down there for the race, they jack their price up from what it is up in Newcastle, and I'm pretty sure it's significantly higher than what it is here already. So I don't think the fuel cost is what drove them to Dover. It was, you know, the convenience and everything else that we've talked about. So I'm not sure how much fuel plays into that.
How much supplement are we talking? I don't know. I mean, are we talking? How many gallons?
We got to do
eight cents a gallon is what the county gets. So they would forego that, but is that?